The Varsity Club in Frisco presents live coverage of the NFL Draft. Saturday morning beginning at 11 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today from out here at Dillard's at North Park. A fabulous time out here today. Thanks very much to Dillard's. Thanks to Perry Ellis for having us out here. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hello, Hardline.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hope you feel better, Grego.
Thank you, Big Dick.
Yeah, glad they were able to hook you up out there.
Richard?
Corby?
I would like it if you would bring some copies of your Fort Worth Weekly up to the station so I can read it. I guess I can read it online, but I always like to read those.
Right.
Not out? Online. Yeah, it's
yes.
out. I heard you talking about it last night as I was listening to your program.
FWWeekly.com, but I will bring you some copies. And thank you to Grego and Reiner, who had kind things to say quoted in that. That was nice of you boys to participate.
Did they quote me?
No. Did they call you?
Yeah, I told, what's his face?
Dan McGraw.
I completely forgot his name.
Frequent guest of the Hardline. What's his face? Yeah.
Yeah, I totally drew a blank. I told him that you were the quote-unquote porn king of Dallas, and that was the only thing I would say about you.
I think that quote was duplicated by someone else.
Oh, so, it was?
Yeah, he probably just didn't use that. It's real weird to see Reiner in there, though, like quoted in between Chan from Blues Traveler and Dennis Hoff.
Wow.
Interesting company you're in there.
And Quinson von Quincer.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture of Hansel von Quincer in there as well. But I will. I'll bring you guys copies of that. That was a great job that Dan did on that. And thorough, man, he spent like a month working on that and tracking down a lot of the people that are quoted that are kind of hard to find.
Like Reiner.
Spend time with. Yeah, exactly. Like Reiner.
What did Dennis Hoff?
Yeah, I waited until the last minute.
What did Dennis Hoff have to say to you? About you, I guess.
Dennis said that I was a great example of keeping it clean with good content. I think he was saying I'm not your typical TNA.
I'm surprised he didn't say
show.
That you were the best source of free advertising that he's ever had.
Yeah, he might have said that and maybe it didn't make the story.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of road trips, you're going to be interested in this, Grego. You know, Turley is basically hourly updating me on the Playboy trip that we're taking the first week of May.
Right.
Here's what he hits me with today. You know that night, Thursday, we have a sit-down interview with Hugh Hefner. But Turley was talking to Hefner's publicist, and he said, you know, at this party, it's really hard for him to kind of move around and everything. We try to keep him in a central location. He is going to be in the middle of his pool on a giant bed with him and his six girlfriends. So this sit-down interview has turned into a lay-down interview, as myself and the two P1s that we take are now scheduled to go out into the middle of this pool and crawl in bed with Hugh Hefner and his six girlfriends to interview him.
And I ask you, has this man not led the greatest life of any man ever?
Unbelievable.
Where you can forecast that far ahead that, well, yeah, I can do the interview, but at that time, I'm going to be in bed with six beautiful women in a pool.
Yeah.
In a pool.
So I guess I better pack my pajamas.
And your swimsuit.
Be getting in bed with them. Yeah, I don't know, hopefully I won't have to swim out there. I'm hoping they're going to arrange some sort of plank to walk or something.
Yacht.
Do your pajama bottoms have a little flap in the back?
I don't have those, like with the feet and everything. I don't have those.
You mean
he's
like
not
the old
280 years old.
Old West pajamas?
Oh, yeah. Like the red ones?
Yeah.
Do you still have yours?
Yeah.
Your Civil War pajamas, Mike?
Well, I don't have any Civil War pajamas.
The flap in the back for easy access?
Uh-huh.
It's just a fair question that I asked him, that's all.
I have some satin ones that I think I'm going to wear for the occasion.
Gross.
I heard you talking about your church experience some more today, Corby.
Uh-huh.
As coincidence would have it, I am officiating another wedding this weekend, this
uh-huh.
time for a good friend of Teresa Whitney's, our old promotions director.
Right.
And she's bringing the happy couple up tonight for pre-marriage counseling.
It's odd how you've never been married before, how you're
Teresa
offering
Whitney.
Up counseling.
Well, priests have never been married before. They do it, don't they?
Do they?
You're comparing
yeah,
yourself
they do
to
it.
A priest.
Well, only in some ways, Grego.
Only in the fact that they have a title in front of their name.
I have a title in front of mine.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know you do.
Which is what?
Reverend.
Reverend Dick.
Reverend Big Dick is actually what it says on my certificate from the Universal Life Church.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so funny.
What?
Well, good luck with all that. Tell those people that that'll be a wedding that they won't soon forget.
I love bringing two people together. I really do. I get a real personal sense of satisfaction out of this, and I'm happy to do that this weekend.
All right, very good. There's Big Dick Hunter. He is coming up.
What else do you have, Richard?
Well, actually...
Oh, yeah, hang on. I forgot something.
How am I talking over myself? Actually, at 9:30, Rocky Rhodes and Ashlyn Gear in studio.
Excellent. I'll be tuned in.
All right.
Who was it? Rocky Rhodes and who?
Ashlyn Gear.
Ashlyn Gear?
Yes. Oh. And if she cancels... We've got Holly Body as an alternate.
Oh, good. I love her work.
Now, is that niche porn or what?
No. Well, the first one is Rocky Rhodes. Yeah, Ashlyn Gear is more mainstream, or at least she was in 1986.
All right. Two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Hooters. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds. Or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Yeah.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
No.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Friday at the defecation station, loose stool chili dog, fart accident, and turd burger.
You're on the two-minute drill, go. Mm-hmm. You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Yeah. Corby, quit lying to yourself. Your ad is mine.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Who was that?
Yeah, I just...
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Yeah. Hey, Corby, did you know Ned the Whore likes anal?
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
I think I still...
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Yeah.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word, go.
Yeah.
Worst episode ever.
God.
We don't have to do it.
About going nowhere. Yeah, you're right, we don't. And we may not. See ya. Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we are done. Thanks to Chuck over here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Pete and Big Greg working the promotions front. The ticket chicks on duty today, Lee and Angie. Thanks to Tony Dorsett. Thanks to Dillard's for having us out here today. Thanks to everyone who dropped by. Grego, we will see you tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 is up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Yeah.
Groups. Groups. Groups.
Yeah, Brodo. Brodo. Brodo.
Okay.
Groups.
Carter.
Studer.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael.
Groups.
Michael.
Shoot myself.
This group.
Great.
This Michael. Great.
I got
hard. May the Lord be with you.
Not me.
No, 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 no.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Birdie, birdie.
By me.
Birdie, birdie. Birdie, birdie.
By me.
Birdie, birdie. May the Lord be with you.
Okay.
the ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.